Our next guest has, you would have seen him at clubs like Everton and Sunderland. He has 110 caps for the Republic of Ireland and is just third place as our most capped Irish player behind Robbie Keane and Shay Given. He is the star of Ask Me Anything Today, the one and only Kevin Kilbane.
Today FM's Ask Me Anything.
Introduce yourself.
Hi there, I'm Kevin Kilbane. I'm a former Irish international and Premier League footballer. Today FM, Ask Me Anything.
There's a question in from a lot of people, which is, pretty much everybody said, do you drive an ice cream van? do you wash your hands? And will you put a flake in my 99? So let's get those out of the way first.
Yeah. Do you answer all three at once or individually? I don't know how you want to do that.
How do you feel about the fact that you've been immortalized in an ice cream van song? Like, God, you've achieved so much in your life.
You lads can imagine how popular you lads are, but the amount of people that ask me that question wherever I go, where's the ice cream van? Honest to God, it's just...
And now that you're sitting here, I just realised we haven't done you in ages.
No. Yeah. It's ice cream weather. You know?
Your time's coming.
John and Adelon wants to know, when was the first time you heard the Zinedine Kilbane nickname?
I'm not too sure whether it was Everton or whether it was the Irish fans, but it was around the France game in 2005, I think.
Okay,
that would be when Brian Kerr was manager. We got a draw over there in Paris. And I do believe there's a few lads with my head on the I've seen the T-shirt, actually. Zinedine Kilbane. I've seen the T-shirt, which is embarrassing enough as it is. But that was the first time around 04 or 05, yeah. But I'm not too sure what it was, Everton or what. I think it was the Irish fans, particularly around that game.
That French game. Yeah, absolutely.
Who is the toughest winger you've ever had to try and mark, asks Kate.
I would always see myself as a midfielder or a winger. That was what I grew up with from when I was a kid. Everyone sees me now because people don't remember maybe 20 years ago when I first came into the setup as a winger. So as a fullback, when we what Kate's saying there, marking, it'd be along the lines of Cristiano Ronaldo. Fortunate enough to play against Messi when he played in Dublin at the time. So you've played against the very best, certainly wingers at the time as well, really direct wingers. When Beckham was a different sort of winger. You're playing against David Beckham. What he used to do, he used to get the ball fired in at him, and before you could even get close to him, his first touch was out of his feet and he'd cross it beyond you. He never would have had the pace to get beyond you, but his delivery was so good. So it was about marking different sort of players and different sort of characters on the pitch. That was it.
Sean on Twitter wanted to know, if you could create your ultimate five-a-side team of players you've played against or with, or players dead or alive.
I still say, I'm quite adamant on the fact is the best midfielder I would have played against during any year will be Roy Keane.
Right.
I think he influenced the game more than any other player, certainly during the Premier League era. Yeah. Certainly my lifetime of watching football and playing football, I think Roy Keane influenced a game more than anybody. I always say the best individual performance I ever seen in Dublin was Rui Costa, actually, for Portugal, and Figo was playing that day.
Grania asks, what was it like when Roy Keane chewed you out of it on your Irish debut? I'm just assuming this happened.
I had a nightmare as well on my Irish debut. Roy was actually always very good with me. He was always really good. When I got into the squad, I had a nightmare on my debut. So we had a double header against Iceland and Lithuania. So I was substituted at half time. I was thinking, look, something I've looked to my whole life and now I'm gone. You substitute at half time. That's almost like the biggest...
Insult.
It is. That's how it is. And so we then travelled to Lithuania and I was left out of the squad altogether, so I wasn't even on the bench for the second game, so I was sat up in the stand. But in the lead up to that, I think Roy recognised that, look, this lad's had a nightmare. What am I going to do for him? And he was actually very good. He was really, really good. So I didn't necessarily get that feeling from Roy. No. I got it from him once on the pitch playing for Sunderland against Man United, where he chased me the length of the pitch after we had a bit of a 50-50, and he chased me the length of the pitch.
Just to remonstrate?
Just to tell me who I am and, and what I am.
A lot of people obviously know you, your Mayo connections, and they want to know, if you could pick Ireland to win the Euros or Mayo to win the All-Ireland, who would you pick? Pat and me, that's that question.
That is like head-in-hand stuff, isn't it? So we can't have both, surely.
No, one or the other, unfortunately.
I think it's probably a lot more difficult. It's a lot more difficult for us to win a major tournament with Ireland than it would be for Mayo. I'd have to say that. I know that there's some fantastic sides, and maybe 51 suggests that it's not that easy. But I think given our stature and given the size that we are in world standing, I'd probably have to just go with Ireland on that one. Yeah.
Right.
Joe asked, did you really make Stephen Hunt give you petrol money for a lift to training?
Hunt did an interview, right? So it was, we're going back 10 years now. We were both at Hull together. So on a Monday morning, I used to drive up from Manchester. I used to live in Manchester. I drive to Hull, which is probably about, it's a good 2 or 3 hour drive. It's a long one. So I used to hit Leeds, and Hunty lived in Leeds. So I used to pick Hunty up on the way. So we'd meet at a service station along the way, pick Hunty up in the back of the car. Hunty had slept the whole way. He did this interview, Ian. Oh, yeah, I meet Killer on the motorway every day, yeah. He even asked me for petrol money. Total garbage, like. I rang you anyway. Ah, oh, Killer, you know who it is, you know, you play the game, you know, you have a bit of crack in you. I said, Hunty, well, I've had people actually say that to me in the past as well. Did you give Hunty, did you make Hunty give you petrol money? Total garbage, honestly. Seriously, he never even bought me a sandwich or a coffee.
Who was the biggest messer you ever played with or ever shared a dressing room
Jimmy
with?
Jimmy Bullard.
Really?
Yeah. 100% Jimmy Bullard, yeah.
Yeah, you see him on soccer.
There's probably things that there are things that I could not even talk about now that Jimmy would have done, but Jimmy was...
Okay, well, tell
Jimmy
us...
Jimmy is a lunatic.
Tell us one you can tell us.
Jimmy would always say to the kit man, right, I'm going to get in that skip, carry me in, so he's obviously locked in the skip as normal, and then when someone's going to come near me, just kick the skip, open it, and I'll jump out, whoever it will be. So Jimmy used to do this like a regular basis, so a bit of like, you know, daft humour. But you can imagine the manager. The manager then's about to address the team, and all of a sudden the skip opens and Jimmy Bullard jumps out of the skip. Hey, surprise! And the manager, like, heart in his mouth, having a heart attack when he's due to address us. So
who has given you the best pre-match or half-time pep talk?
Pre-match, Brian Kerr. Brian's first game was against Scotland. They managed to score, so you don't forget these things really when you do score in a match. But Brian's pre-match talk was something very different from whatever I'd had. He spoke about the history of Ireland, what it means to wear the shirt, what it would mean to your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents. Right. Think of the journey that all your families have been on, and now you're the selected few that are actually getting to wear the shirt to play for your country. And it was worse that effect, but it was a lot more animated. It was...
I'm getting goosebumps.
It was. it touched a nerve with me straight away. It touched a nerve with a number of the lads. And we won the game, but it was only a friendly. He maybe should have saved that till we played against France in Paris or something.
Yeah.
But it showed what it meant to him to be the Ireland manager. And it certainly came across to us straight away. So that was something that always stuck in my mind when Brian gave us that speech prior to the match, yeah.
Peter O'Riordan asks, what is your mantra song to listen to as a teenager? And who were your favourite singer or band?
Oasis is my favourite band. Yeah. I loved Oasis. I think that was the end of the real music scene, I feel. You know how it was, because a band that built up from nothing, from a working class area, same background as me as well, Irish families, and then they just took it by storm and gathered a following, cult following initially, then they just became mega.
What do you make of the pundits on TV who are no longer neutral?
I think Gary Neville's very, very good as a pundit, and you can't say that he is totally Man U biased. No. We know he's played for Man U, we know where his heart lies, but I think he's been very good on all teams. Mm. Jamie Carragher's the same, Liverpool links, and there's probably not enough spread. I mean, you're going to want the top players. Sky, you're going to want the top players that have won trophies, that they've won various things. So who are they going to go to? They're only going to go at certain clubs.
Because you've always been very impartial about Mayo.
Yeah. Can you imagine me doing it on Ireland? Hopefully this year. Come on.
You will definitely be a viral clip when Mayo claims Sam.
Can you imagine all the Dublin fans would crucify me? Yes, absolutely. Kill me. Yeah. Anti-Dublin bias again. That's what it would be.
Did you go to New York for that game?
I did, yeah. It was over in New York the other week, yeah.
It's like the entire county was over there. Was it mad crack?
Yeah, I heard you talking to lads the other week. You had the lad on the photograph taken. That was just the classic story, wasn't it? Absolutely brilliant story.
Unreal.
I met lads. There was lads that stayed in a certain hotel. So you can imagine, walk out the hotel. Where's the nearest Irish bar? To the right. There was two Irish bars opposite each other. I'm not too sure. It's probably 6th Avenue or something like that. And literally the lads never left the two pubs as long as they were in New York. They were in New York for 4 days. They went to we go to the same pub. They went, we'll go over the road, and that was kind of it. They just stayed in two pubs in New York, in Manhattan, you know, you can imagine. So, but it was, I tell you, it was a great trip. It was so good. So good a trip. I was over there with cousins of mine, and we had, it was just incredible.
Bobby and Kevin says, if Roy Keane wasn't sent home in 2002, how far could we have gotten in the World Cup, in your opinion, Kev?
Easily the final. It's crazy as it sounds, and people laugh at it, but you look at the draw that we had, and look at where we were. You know, he might have even kicked some of the lads' arses that wouldn't miss penalties during that shootout as well. So, I do think that. I do. Because when he played, we were a different side, but also the sides that we were playing against looked at us a little bit differently.
Absolutely.
As well.
And the underage club or underage international teams are doing very well.
Yeah.
Ireland, are you hopeful for what Mick and what Stephen will eventually inherit and like the future of Irish football? Because obviously we talked about it. We are, you know, we're minnows in world football.
Very true.
But at the moment we're doing really well.
Yeah, but I think we've always produced players. Mm. It's just the opportunities that's given to players now isn't there like it was. So, you know, I would probably argue with anyone to say that, look, the standard of player we're producing now is equally as good as the era that Ronnie Whelan and all those players are playing in. It's just that the lack of opportunity for players now isn't there. And because of the standard of players that the big clubs can sign now, that's them filtering
from all
down
around
from
the world as well.
Our main one now, you look at now, probably one of our main midfielders who will be for the next while will be Conor Hourihan. So Conor goes over to Sunderland, doesn't quite happen for him, and he's then got to rise up to the league. He's at Villa now on the verge, hopefully, hope for him personally that Villa gets to the Premier League if that would be the case. But we look at the path that all our players are taking now. They're not necessarily being dropped into the top six clubs like we had a spread across the top six for such a long time. The ability, as I'm saying, is exactly the same. It's just the opportunities at the top six clubs now simply aren't there because of the standard of players that they're signing across the world.
Yeah, it's mad.
We better wrap this up. Is there a song to finish that you would like?
Yeah, you've allowed me a song, haven't you?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
This is a big
least
deal.
We can do.
But do you know what I saw yesterday? There's so many. I mentioned I could have stuck an Oasis song. Yeah. I could have stuck a Fleetwood Mac and all of my favourite bands and everything. But 22 years since Pulp's Common People yesterday. It was 22 years yesterday. And that made me feel very old. But what a song that is, Common People by Pulp.
Well, I think there's only one thing we can do, which is play that song for our man, Kevin Kilbane. Thank you for taking part in Ask Me Anything today.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Pleasure, lads.
And we'll keep an eye out for the ice cream van.
Yeah, I will do. I'm going over to Mayo this weekend, I see. So I'll be in Ackle, so I look forward to seeing it in Ackle, yeah.
I'm not sure it'll make the trip.
Yeah. Kev, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Ask Me Anything. Today FM.